Norma was trembling. "Take it easy," I said. "She doesn't know what she's doing. It wasn't me she was raving at, it was the old Charlie. She was afraid of what he might do to you. I can't blame her for wanting to protect you. But we don't have to think about it now because he's gone forever, isn't he?" She wasn't listening to me. There was a dreamy expression on her face. "I've just had one of those strange experiences where something happens, and you have the feeling you know it's going to happen, as if it all took place before, the exact same way, and you watch it unfold again."
"A very common experience."
She shook her head. "Just now, when I saw her with that knife, it was like a dream I had a long time ago."
What was the use of telling her she had undoubtedly been awake that night as a child and had seen the whole thing from her room, that it had been repressed and twisted until she imagined it as a fantasy? No reason for burdening her with the truth. She'd have enough sadness with my mother in the days to come. I would gladly have taken the burden and the pain off her hands, but there was no sense in starting something I couldn't finish. I would have my own suffering to live with. There was no way to stop the sands of knowledge from slipping through the hourglass of my mind.
"I've got to go now," I said. "Take care of yourself and of her."
I squeezed her hand. As I went out, Napoleon barked at me. I held it in for as long as I could, but when I reached the street, it was impossible. It's hard to write it down, but people turned to look at me as I walked back to the car, crying like a child. I couldn't help myself, and I didn't care. As I walked, the ridiculous words drummed themselves into my head over and over again, rising to the rhythm of a buzzing noise. "Three blind mice, three blind mice, see how they run, see how they run. They all run after the farmer's wife. She cut off their tails with a carving knife. Did you ever see such a sight in your life as three blind mice?" I tried to shut it out of my ears, but I couldn't. And once, when I turned to look back at the house and the porch, I saw the face of a boy staring at me, his cheek pressed against the window pane.